Look at it. In your arms.
And does it have to be in your arms to tote it?
Yes, if it was a big bag.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tote a briefcase or a suitcase?
No, I carry it in my hand.
And say there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off. And someone comes in and tells you that he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just thought that was going to happen.
I would say, well, I caught the little boy before he jumped over the fence.
Or if you'd been telling people not, you'd been telling him not to walk on the top of that fence, you'd been saying he was going to fall off. And then when someone comes in and tells you that he fell off, you'd say, I just
got through telling him not to walk the fence.
I just thought that was going to happen.
I just told him he was going to fall.
Did you ever say, I just know that was going to happen? How would you say that?
I said, well, I just knowed he was going to fall because he kept walking on the fence.
And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so.
I said, don't put your fingers on it because you'll burn yourself.
So don't you
put your hands on it.
And to say if you had something made out of glass that was real delicate, you'd tell a child, now, if you see him reaching toward it, you tell him, now don't
put your hands on it.
You'll break that, so just don't.
Don't put your hands on it.
Or another way you could tell him that, you could tell him not to.
Put your hands.
Or not to what it, not to.
Boy, you said.
And you say he didn't know that, whether that was, if there was a coat that looked like it was made out of fur, you'd say, well, he didn't know whether it was real fur or not, so he reached over and he
pulled.
Or he what it? He
pulled it down.
Yeah, he wants to see what it feels like, so he did you say he touched it or touched it?
Yeah, he touched the coat.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Go and get me the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other children hide. They call that?
Hide and seek.
And the tree that you can touch and be safe. You call that the... Maybe there's one tree that they run to.
A sweet gum tree? Oak tree?
And in football you run toward the...
Goal.
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first,
I'll catch you.
Or I'll wait.
Wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more.
Just give him one more chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of...
I'd say he's apt. That's what I would say.
What would you mean by that?
Well, he's easy to learn, catch on to things.
Or someone who always sees the funny side in things. And jokes a lot. He'd say he's got a good sense of...
They got a good, sensible mind.
Or he's got a good sense of what?
Human. Human being.
What'd you say?
A human.
And say someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say, you could say he's in a good mood, or you could say he's in a good...
Good mood?
Or another way of saying that, he's in a good...